No one that I have ever met is more enthusiastic about Groundhog Day than young Alan Sliwa over there.
Oh, the best.
The get best. The cinnamon rolls in the morning. You wake up early. You have your blankets still and you're huddled around the TV to see whether or not you have six more weeks of winter. One.
What's that?
That it's, I think she explained it. Certain areas more popular, but I'm imagining, I had no idea today was going on all day. Did you know coming in?
I did.
Oh, you did?
I had no idea. I did. I think because it showed up on my feed. You know, like when you open your phone, it has like a calendar. I think it's one of those that's automatically entered into your calendar sort of situation.
Holiday, why are we here?
Yeah, right. yeah. Now we're talking.
I mean, we are the only show that has the full show, so that's great.
We always have the full show. Emily, now you've gotten onto a soft spot or sore spot with me and Al. Like, yeah. We're always the ones that have the full show.
Not World Cup, maybe.
Not a chance.
Like, guys.
I know, finally, something on the other side of the world.
Croatia is facing Germany.
I picture you.
Sure, don't want to air that.
Gathering young Sliwas around your fireplace or whatever, and telling kids Groundhog Day stories. They
147 years ago.
That should be your thing. You should decorate the house with Punxsutawney Phil.
Now on this February 2nd,
top hats. Bill Murray movies. That's what you do. All you do is watch Bill Murray movies all day long. Are you a Bill Murray fan?
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Damn. What is that, by the way?
I don't know. Is there somebody landing a helicopter in the studio? What is that sound?
I guess they're doing construction underneath us, I think, for
no
a new restaurant.
Jackhammer.
No, I'm trying to think. I think for me, it's not Groundhog Day. I'm trying to think here.
It's Groundhog Day is really good, but it's not for me.
Caddyshack?
So we were talking about this morning with Berg. I think that's a really good choice. I give you full credit for that, but that's not a Bill Murray movie, right? That Bill Murray's in it, but it's not a Bill Murray movie
not
necessarily.
Starring in.
Right. I give you full credit for it because his character is the best character in the movie, arguably. Can I throw a vote in for What About Bob? That I think What About Bob is so funny.
I don't think I saw that.
He's a psychiatric patient. And Richard Dreyfuss is his therapist, and he ends up following him on vacation.
Okay, is this one of those, hey, go see? Because I will see it if you think it's...
I think it's very fun. If you like Bill Murray, I think you'll like it. It's funny. It's old. It's dated. They go to some lake up in Maine, and he basically ruins their entire weekend. It's pretty good. And the rest of the family loves him, only the therapist hates him. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Do you have a favorite Bill Murray?
Yeah, I'm trying to think here.
I like, so a lot of the things that I've seen of Bill Murray is like Bill Murray being himself. So there's like Zombieland that's out there. But I think my favorite probably would have to be Moonrise Kingdom. So he's in a lot of those Wes Anderson movies.
Yeah.
But I would not say that I'm like a huge fan of Bill Murray. I think that I find him a little off.
He's an acquired taste.
So that's like not my favorite thing. But I did like the movie Groundhog Day.
It is funny. It's a funny movie. Taylor, are you a Bill Murray guy?
Not so much. No, not really. No.
What is that, Amanda? Should we run for the hills? What is that sound?
I think it's
Sliwa's
pixel vibrating.
It's on silent, man.
Yeah, that's not very silent. That's always one of those things when you get kind of a weird noise coming out of somewhere. Like,
yeah,
what
yeah,
is,
that can't be good.
When you're driving your car, it's like everything then just... It's like, that's probably something
just
I should pull
over
for.
Every day for Emily.
I was going to say, are you still fighting the good fight with that thing?
I'm not going to sell my car. My car is going to... I'm going to keep my car. For right now.
The used car market is coming down.
A little bit.
Yeah, it is.
But
you're going to finally get your car.
Yeah, no. He's almost
just
gone.
Just waiting for the right opportunity.
Yeah, you should see What About Bob. I've decided you should give it. You may hate it, but
I mean, his type of comedy, I like. Like, that sense of humor, I find it funny. It's not for everybody. I do think it's an acquired taste. I find him funny.
If you find him funny, I think you'll like that. All right. The Raiders don't have a quarterback. They got rid of Derek Carr, despite the fact that he's going back to Vegas to play in the Pro Bowl
as a
member of the Raiders, which is just bizarre.
Because nobody else wants to play.
Aaron Rodgers seems to be willing to leave Green Bay. The Packers seem to be willing to let him leave Green Bay. The problem is, he's a 39-year-old quarterback coming off of arguably the worst year of his career, who makes $60 million a year. And
you have to trade for him.
You have to trade for him. So you can't just go sign him. You need to trade for him. Now, there are ways you could maneuver that to get that 60 number a little bit lower. And like I told you yesterday, Key has said this all the time, and I believe this to be true.
If they want to.
They want it. Yep. They can find a way to get it done. It could really kind of screw you up long term, but if you want to do it, you can do it. Should the Raiders do it? Aaron Rodgers feels like a Raiders quarterback. The Raiders are not a bad team. They're not a great team, but they're not a terrible team. Do you basically go all in for a 39-year-old guy making $60 million a year?
All right, I'll put it this way. I think the age thing, 10 years ago, if you were talking about the age of a quarterback, and 39 would have seemed crazy. And I'm not telling you that there's Tom Brady's everywhere. Tom Brady just retired. He was 45 years old. And Tom Brady was, I've heard people say, oh, you know what, he should have retired after they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, this, that. The guy was still good.
Yeah, I was going to say, he didn't embarrass himself at all.
Okay, and by the way, even if he fell flat on his face for 2 years after that, you're still going to remember everything that he did. It's not like his legacy is going to be different because of the way he ended his career. I think if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, and I'm not telling you from a marketing perspective that you do this because it's sexy, it's a big name, he's going to sell seats, he's going to do all that, but he's going to do all that.
For
That's
sure.
going to come
oh, yeah.
with Aaron Rodgers. So whatever investment that you're also putting into him, that becomes a much more interesting ticket on a Sunday in Vegas. It becomes a lot more.
But for how long? He's 39 years old. Like if you got him for 2 or 3 years?
Well, I was just going to say, but if let's say he's the quarterback there for 2 or 3, let's say he's there for 3 years.
Yeah.
I roll the dice on that.
I think I would too. I think there's far more of a likely scenario that it doesn't work than he goes to the Raiders and it's like, holy smoke, the Raiders are as good as the Chiefs. The Raiders are as good as the Buffalo Bills or Cincinnati Bengals. But I think it's worth a shot.
Can I go back to this? Last year, every time the Raiders lost a game, you'd be like, I think they're actually a really good team. Not a really good team.
Right, yeah.
I think they're a good team. I think they got a good roster. I
never thought they were a bad team until right towards the end of the year.
Okay.
That was the first time I'm like, yeah, they might stink. But
so,
you're right.
So if you have at least a team, and listen, it's going to take some time for the Denver Broncos to turn things around. The Chargers are in position to win right now, but the Chargers are not a team that you can ever rely on and say, watch out for the Chargers. It's really the Chiefs and everybody else. I think if you're the Raiders and you're in an interesting situation here, you got rid of Derek Carr's not coming back, obviously. Why not roll the dice? At least you're rolling the dice on somebody who's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That you have some weapons.
Yeah.
Why not? It seems like it would be the right risk to take.
Here's the why not. And I would, let me just be clear. I would do it if I were the Raiders, but the why not is not super complicated to figure out. And Raider fans want to hear from you whether you think the Raiders should open up everything they have to get this deal done. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. The why not is, number one, the money. It is a really high price to pay. Number two is his age. And I agree with you, Slee, that 39 isn't what 39 was 10 years ago. 39 now is like 33 10 years ago. There's still some runway left here. The thing that is most frightening to me mm-hmm. is that he's coming off a year where he wasn't very good. Now, the year before that, he won the MVP. The year before that, he won the MVP. But when it starts to go bad for guys, it usually continues to go bad for guys if it's age-related. Now, you could say that the Packers didn't have any weapons, that they had this, that, and that. But Aaron Rodgers has always found a way to move the ball, win games, even when he didn't have a ton of weapons. Packers were not a good team this mm-hmm. year. Aaron Rodgers was not a good player this year. And I don't know because I'm trying to the Rams, when they did what they did with Matthew Stafford, and Aaron Rodgers is a much better quarterback than Matthew Stafford was, they had a really good – they believed that they were a quarterback away from
yep.
winning the Super Bowl. Turns out they were right. Tampa Bay believed they were a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. They were right. I don't know if the Raiders are just a quarterback away. I did say what you said. I think the Raiders are decent, but I don't know if they're better than Buffalo, Cincinnati. I don't know if they're better than the Chargers. I don't know if they're better than Kansas City. I don't know if they're better than the Ravens. I don't know if they're better than the Dolphins. These are all AFC teams. The Steelers,
mm-hmm.
like that half of the draw is tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like Justin Herbert might be the best quarterback in football, one of the top five. He keeps either not making it or getting knocked out in the first round. That's Justin Herbert.
They lost their last game to Detroit, right?
Soundly, convincingly.
If they'd have won, that game. It was close, right? That one came down the end. I think it was 2016 or something like that. They win that game, they're in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They would have been in the playoffs. So at least even with a season where there was a stretch they lost 5-6 games in a row, something like that, they were still in the mix, almost got in the playoffs. I think you put the right pieces around him. Aaron Rodgers can have some success there.
Why not?
Not crazy success.
Why
just
not, though,
get to the
right?
playoffs and see what happens.
The Raiders have been bad for 30 years, mm-hmm. 20 at least. Been bad for 20 years. What's another 5? What's another 6? Just go for it.
I'm
or
with you.
Would you rather have something like a Jimmy Garoppolo, who's going to be less expensive,
no,
who's a free agent?
It's a really good question, but no, because Garoppolo...
I don't think he's going to take
no,
you to where you
and
need
it's
to
not
go.
That mm-hmm. interesting. Is he better than what they have? Yes, I believe that he is. But are they better than any of those teams? Absolutely not. With Aaron Rodgers, maybe.
The Niners were run really, really well, had the weapons, had the defense, Lord. And Garoppolo was, hey, just don't... Don't screw it up type of thing. And he executed that. Aaron Rodgers can actually go win you games.
It's not even, and I agree with that, but it's not even just don't screw it up. It's we're just not going to ask you to do anything special. We're not going to have you take us back from 14 points down in the middle of the third quarter a bunch mm-hmm. of times. Mm-hmm. We're not going to put you in that position. We're going to take care of all of this. Let's go to Boyle Heights and Adam. Adam, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah,
I'm with you right there, Travis. I think that Aaron Rodgers, I think he'd be a good fit. He could reunite with Adams. And we got a great running game with Jacobs. Our defense is not too bad. So, yeah, roll the dice. Go for it. I mean, what's the worst that can happen, right? We're the Raiders.
Well, that's kind of the when you do all
that's
the
kind
pros
of the foundation
cons,
of it.
Well, yeah, so if you're doing pros and cons, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, big decision. This is why it's good. This is why it might be a little risky. At the end of the day, the last line is, what do we have to lose?
We're the Raiders. I like that the fan base has accepted that, and that is part of their pitch.
They've lived it, and they're not going anywhere along the way. The other part of this that neither one of us mentioned that mm-hmm. I think is a con is there's a better-than-average chance that Josh McDaniels sucks at his job.
Sure.
Right? There's a chance that he's not very good. Mm-hmm. Good coordinator, bad head coach. We've seen mm-hmm. it a million times. Happens all the time. And now, all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers with that guy, and they're butting heads, and it just doesn't work. Now, you can fire him again, but the Raiders...
Even more interesting.
Right? But that has to be a part of it, too.
Yeah.
If you put him with Pete Carroll knows what he's doing. Okay. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin. There are some guys who just know how to do this. Josh McDaniels is not one of those guys.
Of some of the positions that will be available, quarterback positions available on certain teams around the league, if you're Aaron Rodgers, how attractive is that gig to you?
I think it's attractive because it's the Raiders. Sure. Like if it were the exact same roster mm-hmm. that was in Houston, you just change the uniforms.
I
don't think it's that appealing at all.
I understand.
But with the Raiders, it's super. The Raiders matter. Look, for better or worse, the Raiders matter. And they've been for the worst for the most part of late. But that's being on the Raiders is a thing. Lots of Raider fans want to get on this. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We got Factor Cap coming up at 11:30. And coming up next, the Super Bowl. Speaking of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl champion DeMarco Farr coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Alan Sliwa would like to wish everybody a very happy Groundhog Day today.
100%.
Whether you celebrate publicly or privately.
To you and
all
of
you and your family.
That is the Sliwa line, by the way. To you and your family.
I want that on my boat.
We are just a little bit more than a week away from the Super Bowl. Of course, we've got the Chiefs and the Eagles. Joining us right now is Super Bowl champion DeMarco Farr. How are you feeling this morning, DeMarco?
I am just fine. Headed to the trainers, guys.
Oh, Jesus.
Headed to the trainers, the same one that you missed last week because you were in here doing the show with me.
The same one. I'm still trying to make that up. Yeah, getting ready for pickleball. Just letting you guys know.
DeMarco, what's going on here, man? You sound like you're training for it's like the combines or something. Relax.
Yeah. No. We are training for the combine. Yeah, big time. It's a competition, right? We want to win, right?
You see who you're playing?
Pickleball people.
Say again.
I said, do you see who you're playing here at the station? I mean, you have to train that hard.
I don't care who we're playing.
Exactly.
I don't care who we're playing.
I want to be your teammate.
It is a competition. We're going to win this thing.
Yeah,
we're training to win. What are you guys doing?
I'm trying to drag my partner into some sort of training regimen, and he's digging in his heels. He hasn't done it yet.
Well, listen, I have a friend who we are texting this morning. I'm going to go. He's asking me when is a good day, so I'm going to get in there. I haven't done anything yet, okay, but I will get in there.
See, living proof. I told you, when I was a player, I had some dudes show up to the stadium with their cars packed and U-Haul trucks, ready for the season to end. That is Alan Sliwa right there. See? We got a game coming up, and what are you doing?
All right,
okay?
Quickly,
1, 2, 3, Cancun.
We get to that's the other line that you like. What was your punishment for missing your workout last week? Because I remember the guy was going to make you pay. What was it?
He forgot how to count. So we're doing reps of like 15, and I know I'm on like 16, and he's still on like
11.
Yeah, and looking at me with a straight face, no emotion. You heard the guy. I'm paying for this. They're all getting better, yeah.
Excuse me, DeMarco. There's like the radio bit, right, where you play along, and then there was his trainer last week, Sleek. He was just pissed that DeMarco no-showed. He was just mad.
DeMarco, he's going to end up doing the Pat Riley two-a-days during the NBA Finals where the guys were just trying to get their bodies recovered. Instead, Pat Riley was training them for 10 hours in Santa Barbara.
I bet we're not getting two-a-days. No. See, I'm too old for two-a-days. You can get me for one workout. One sweat a day. That's all you get out of me.
DeMarco, who is the guy? You played for Don James. You played for Dick Vermeil. You played for a handful of different people in your life. Who was the guy that you knew if he wanted to hurt you with a workout, he knew how to do it?
Oh, my God. Don James was just so ruthless because he was never on the field with us. He was always in this tower. He would be like he'd be lording over you with this bullhorn, right? Every now and then you'd hear the voice of God, get your ass moving down there. It just would freak you out. But every time we get in a fight, we figured out if we get in a fight, that means we can like stop practicing hard for a minute. He would hold up a stopwatch and push stop. When you guys stop fighting, we'll get back into practice. But right now, since it's just mess around time, no practice time. So him, he's the worst by far.
DeMarco, I got to, before I ask anything about the Super Bowl, I just want to get your thoughts. A couple things happened this week. Looking at just the AFC West for a quick second here. You got one squad that's in the Super Bowl. You got another team that really, really disappointed this year, the loss, the Chargers to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Then you got two other teams out there that are trying to get into the mix. Your thoughts on how Sean Payton will impact the Denver Broncos? What do you think that's going to do to, you know, if there's a Raider fan out there or a Charger fan out there, what do you think Sean Payton going to the Denver Broncos will do, and how quick can that change?
Okay, I remember seeing the transition from Jeff Fisher to Sean McVay, and I could tell practice one, well, they're going to be better because practice is scheduled better. It's organized. You don't see a guy or a bunch of guys sitting around, you know, taking knees and whatnot. It was more of a player's coach mentality when Fisher was here. When McVay stepped in, everything changed. So I could say going from Hackett to Sean Payton, you're going to be better as a football team. You're going to be more organized. He's done it longer. He knows how to get these things done. So that's just job number one. Job number two, and this is the one I can't answer, was that the real Russell Wilson,
right,
or was just that guy playing out the string? So I think that will be the biggest determining factor of what he does in Denver this year. If he can get the best or what's left out of Russell Wilson, you can't count Denver out. Super Bowl winning coach and a Super Bowl winning quarterback on one football team with something left. So Denver will be a player, but you have to tell me for certain what Russell Wilson is at this point. But Sean Payton's going to make them a better football team.
All right, so kind of in the same mode, DeMarco. Slee and I were just talking. We took some phone calls from some Raider fans as well, and so far it's been heavily tilted to, yes, try to make it happen. Aaron Rodgers as the Raiders quarterback. If you're the Raiders, do you try to move heaven and earth and find a way to bring that guy in?
I would. Look, Brady's done, right? That's official. That's not a joke. I've been looking online, and I guess somebody said that's like it's for the movie that's coming. It's weird with Tom Brady, right?
You never know.
We've been down this road before, but I never heard him say the word retirement, so I'm taking him at his word. So if he's out of the picture, and that would leave Aaron Rodgers. And I think the Raiders are a quarterback away from really being dangerous.
Mm.
If you get someone special like him, then you're a player in the West. And when you think about it, with how Sliwa kind of topped it with the AFC West, it's almost a must if you want to compete. You got to compete with Mahomes. You got to compete with Herbert. If Sean Payton gets Russell Wilson going, look, you could be looking at fourth place for a long time if you're the Raiders. So I think you don't have a choice but to go after Rodgers if you can get it.
Be a fun division right there. I mean, just kind of the way you described it there, DeMarco. And what's funny is this past season we thought, oh my gosh, look at the AFC West.
Yeah.
It didn't shape up to that. We'll see, obviously, what happens moving forward. DeMarco, I know we got a week off here until the Super Bowl. What to you, just kind of your initial thoughts, and I know it's going to be some time. What's Patrick Mahomes' health? I know there's some questions there, but with this week and change between now and the Super Bowl, where do you kind of stand on what you expect on that Sunday? Do you lean towards the Eagles just because of health, or they're a better team? Do you lean towards the Chiefs because it's Patrick Mahomes? How do you feel about the game?
Wow, right down the middle, like you said. I'm psyched to watch this because of what Philly is and how they do it with that defensive line. So Patrick Mahomes, I think, is top of the heap as far as mobility, quarterbacking, accuracy, the whole nine. I think he might be the best quarterback going right now. But the antidote to any great quarterback is one hell of a pass rush, and Philadelphia's got that in spades. They bring it. So if you can run the football and control the clock, and you have a D-line that can at least make Mahomes uncomfortable, you got a shot at beating him. The problem is Mahomes can take it to a whole new level at any time. So this will be a hell of a football game, a hell of a matchup in the Super Bowl. I think the two best teams all year made it into the Super Bowl.
Mm. Do you think that we're at the beginning of another era, that the last one was defined by Brady versus Manning? And for the better part of 10 years, one of those two guys was in the mix, or occasionally a Ben Roethlisberger would pop in there. And there were other good players, to be sure. But the early part of the 2000s and the 2010s were defined by those guys. Is Burrow Mahomes going to be that for the 2020s?
Oh, my God. And beyond, yes. And think about it, right? If Rodgers goes to the AFC, think about that slate.
Yeah.
Right. Think of all those quarterbacks on one side. So the NFC, you can't match that quarterbacking-wise. You better match that with pass rush and run-stopping ability, because you better major in defense if that's what's coming at you the other way, if you have any hope of winning championships here. So, yeah, it's going to be special. I was surprised at how Cincinnati played or how they went out and how Burrow played, but you got to give it to Mahomes, being that guy, finally getting one up on Joe Burrow.
So when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, and maybe this is premature, maybe it's not, is he one of the great quarterbacks of all time, or is he on his way to becoming one of the great quarterbacks of all time?
Okay, I think he's there now. I don't know who said it. It was a former player that put it on Twitter. If Mahomes never plays again, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, I can't disagree with you, but that's disrespectful to the guys that put in work for years. So I think you've got some work to do. If he wins it now, if he wins this Super Bowl this year, yeah, it's a 7-year coronation and then 5 years of waiting. I mean, but as far as talent is concerned, guys, man, look, I haven't seen many better than Patrick Mahomes on any level. A guy that can kill you in man. If you sit in zone, he'll kill that too. If you blitz him, you just die faster. If you've got good pass rushers, he can make those guys miss and manipulate the pocket by moving around. He's absolutely tremendous. He's absolutely competitive, and he's twice as smart as the next guy. So, to me, yes, but there's still some work to do because of who's in the Hall of Fame ahead of you.
DeMarco, final one from me. We appreciate you joining the show. Is Philadelphia, I'm just trying to think of other teams that have made to the Super Bowl, and I feel like every single week they're maybe underestimated or they're not talked about as much. You're spending more time talking about the Giants or you're spending more time talking about the Niners. Well, why do you think Philly has been so overlooked? And it's not like a team that just squeaked into the playoffs. They had the best record. So it was just your opinion on why you think so many people have ignored the Eagles.
Brute force ain't sexy. You know what I mean? You know, there's sexier things to talk about in the National Football League because of what Burrow can do, what Mahomes can do offensively. But when you're talking about a team that beats you up front on both sides, kind of like the 49ers, you know, outside of Brock Purdy and what he's been able to do, that kind of a story, it's a physical football team that wins by brute force. So not very much fun for the casuals to talk about, but it's the last team you want to match up with the Lombardi on the line. One game, that's it. They don't have to worry about next week. They're physical when they have to play 17 games. Now it's just one game for all the marbles. Good luck with that. You may not walk till February.
Last one before we cut you loose. It is Groundhog Day. We were having the conversation a minute ago. Do you have a favorite Bill Murray movie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Caddyshack, yeah. Top of the Heap. Just the whole thing with him, you know, the Kentucky bluegrass and man play through, hilarious. But when you were playing that Groundhog Day song,
yeah,
that is the funniest movie. I swear to God, that movie cracks me up every time I see it. Every time I see it, Bill Murray's hilarious.
Have you seen What About Bob?
I see. That's more maddening. It's funny, but I feel bad for Richard Dreyfuss. I would have tossed his butt right out of my house. I can carry less of my family thing.
DeMarco, I didn't see it. Should I see it? Is that a movie I got to watch? Yeah, okay.
If you watch it, laugh at it, but put yourself in Dreyfuss's, his character's position. Right out of the house. Oh, my God.
But his wife and his children love him. It's very complicated.
We're just going to hate dad today.
Spoken like a dad. I dig it. I dig it. Thanks, DeMarco. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, brother.
Don't train too hard for pickleball. Don't embarrass the rest of us.
Oh, too late. Too late. It's on. We're winning.
You got it. You got it. All right. Factor Cap is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey guys, I hope that we didn't mess up DeMarco again and that he's late to his personal trainer just because of us.
We're
and then
doing
he has to do another
bunch
of reps of whatever else. I don't want to know. I would hate having his trainer because I don't want someone to lie to me about the count thing. So like I have a spin instructor who when they like, okay, we got 10 seconds left, and then like they'll like hold out those 10 seconds. It's the most annoying and infuriating thing to me in the world, and then I honestly hate that person.
She's more or less infuriating than a glass of milk.
I think
milk. I think milk cold. She'll do that for an hour, then have a glass of milk.
I had a glass of milk last night. Say I made a PB&J, and as I was pouring it, I'm like, she would hate this.
Yeah.
PB&J yesterday when I got home too.
Yes, milk.
Of course.
You guys have PB&Js. You guys have a lot of PB&Js.
I do. Actually, I'm lying every time I say that. I'm putting peanut butter. I put
honey.
I slice bananas and great. I put honey.
Same neighborhood.
Yeah. So, speaking of Groundhog Day, the movie, there is a song that you could wake up to every day without hating it. Travis, Factor Cap.
It's the same answer I get. Anytime there is a music question, you know what my answer is. Whether it's going to a wedding, whether it's a karaoke contest, whatever it is. If you had a little take me out to the ball game to start every day, I'd be all right with that. I love baseball. I like that song. It's short. It's lively. It's upbeat.
It's got an organ.
It's got an organ. It puts you in a good mood. Who doesn't like singing? It's about Cracker Jacks and peanuts and all of the wonderful things. And you can make it about the Dodgers if you want. I do take me out to the ballgame every day.
Al?
You wouldn't get sick of Take Me Out to the
Ball Game? No, I love that song. I really do.
That's so funny. Yeah, six in the morning. And I would want to crack a beer open and have some peanuts at 6 a.m.
Well, sure. What's wrong with that? You just made my case for me. Exactly right.
All right. If I put next to you, if I let you hear that song, and then the very next day I put a upbeat Bob Marley song,
not
I think
my
you'd start going Bob Marley.
No, it's not my jam. I know that you like it, and I'm not trying
But it's
to,
like, you know.
It's not my lane.
No? Okay, so I'm going Bob Marley. I could go a lot of songs. I'd make it one of his non-political songs, right? Because there's a lot of that. I don't need that in the morning. Could You Be Loved is a good one. That is another
good
one.
It's got to be this, Lee. Get Up, Stand Up. Come on.
It could be any of these songs, but Get Up, Stand Up's a little bit more political. But any of these songs.
Get Up in the Morning?
True.
Stand Up?
True.
I don't know.
Anything Bob Marley, I'm good. I could do that in the morning.
All right, Taylor?
Only Pandora.
Okay, so for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I had a metal screamo song, actually, to wake up
no
to.
No way. Did you really?
Yeah.
And what was like?
I never got sick of it.
Pantera,
it's a band called Bless the Fall. They're metalcore. They're from Arizona, but I don't know. I never got sick of it. I still
think you should
do
that Pennywise song every time.
The Ducks goal song?
Bro him?
Every time.
That works. Emily, do you have one?
I had Champagne Supernova as mine.
It's like Oasis or something.
Oasis. Yeah. And it starts off really quiet. It goes, and it kind of builds.
More than you think on the music world. Like you've done a good job of underselling that.
Well, I'm not trying.
I know, but you just like randomly know some of that stuff.
But yeah, Champagne Supernova starts off with like wave sounds and stuff like that. So it kind of is like an easier way into it, and then it kind of builds, and so you should wake up by the end of the chorus. And that's why I liked it. That's why
I know
it.
Morales' song.
The Pony.
Every morning. It's the only way he gets up.
All right, so I kind of thought about the scenario. It obviously would never happen, but if a psychic told you that you had to choose between one of these things, you would do it. So you would trade getting all your full head of hair back, everything back, for your team to never win a championship again. Your team would never win a championship game again, but you would have your full head of hair. Alan, fetch cap.
So, listen, would I like a full head of hair? I would, but I'm also used to it, and I don't even think twice about it anymore. So if I need to get my championship, I hold, it's such a selfish thing to do if I'm just, hey, I want a full head of hair, but the squads I cheer for never win a championship. I'm a team player in all this. Give the squads a championship, and I will continue with my no hair.
Trev?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to add to that. I think that's right. I don't really care that I'm going bald. I'd prefer not to, but it doesn't bother me all that much. And I think as men, you kind of, especially men of a certain age, and, you know, I'm in midst of my dad life, if I'm a little bald, I can deal with that. I'd really like to see the Dodgers win the World Series again. I really would like
now,
to see that happen.
If the question was, you can have a perm, like we're talking real hair, then, you know, everyone can suffer.
A little different.
Taylor?
Huh. The king. Oh, man.
Bad question for him. He has his hair.
Yeah, but I already know Taylor's answer. Taylor, if the question was, hey, you're going to go bald tomorrow, but the Kings are going to win a chip. You're
just
going
one,
bald, buddy.
Just one chip?
He's negotiating.
Yeah, I haven't been in the playoffs since 2006. He wants multiple championships.
It's one championship, but it's against,
three-peats, Lee.
It's against the best team in the league.
Okay, I'll do it. Fine.
All right, so you're going to go.
What if you have like one of those really bad bald heads with like all stringy on top and just a little bit like it just.
I find out I have a birthmark.
You have a good bald head.
Okay, but people who try to save, like they're saving, right? Whatever's left and they're combing and this. It's a lot. It seems like that's a lot of work,
and it doesn't really do anything. I couldn't agree with you more, but you know how often you see it. It's not an unusual thing to spot. People do it all the time. Like, speaking of great Bill Murray movies, Kingpin, Bill Murray's hair in Kingpin.
Oh,
what if you end up with one of those? Now what do you do?
Oof. You know who it was in the, this is actually pretty funny. During the World Cup, the coverage, Landon Donovan. I don't know if you ever watched him at all. But Landon Donovan had, bro, shave your head. And he said on the air, my wife won't let me shave my head. I'm like, that's the perfect answer.
It's the
that's
only
it.
Answer.
Now we all know answer. And we'll never ask you again.
All right. So one of my friends is moving out of our house, one of my roommates. And so there's some things that I'm trying to look for on Facebook Marketplace to replace because they were his. And so he's taking them with him. So there are certain things that you should not buy secondhand. Taylor, fetch a cap.
Swim trunks, underwear, just stuff like that. Yeah, toothbrush, anything hygienic.
Are you not,
but I'm not opposed to getting a couch. I think I draw the line at mattress.
Mattress is really nasty.
But what about bed frames? Bed frames are fine?
Yeah, you're good.
Trev?
I'm the wrong person to ask with this. I like to buy new things. I like to have my own stuff. I like to know that no one else has fouled it. And look, I'm not arguing that. I'm very fortunate. And Susan and I like to think that we work pretty hard. I'm going to buy new things. Secondhand stuff, unless it's specifically supposed to be secondhand.
Vintage.
Right. Yeah. Vintage is different. But if I'm looking for something, I would like to buy something new.
All right. Anything that is... the couch, the bed, stuff like that, I'm a stare away from.
Sheets.
But if...
Well, cars go to a hotel and
Airbnb. Cars are different. I'll buy a used car for sure.
I think stuff like a desk. I think if it's maybe not the best thing, outdoor stuff, outdoor furniture, stuff like that, where you're not... The actual cushion is, okay, I could go get my own cushion. I think things like that is very reasonable. But the actual, I'm sitting on this thing every single day, I'd like to get something new.
What about TVs?
Yeah, TV's fine.
Or like electronics. Would you get refurbished electronics instead of getting new ones?
So here's my thing. If you buy something
I don't have a problem with that. It's just in today's world, they're $300.
And if they break, they'll take them back if it's new. If you buy a TV at Costco and it breaks, they're going to take it back and give you another one. If you buy it from the marketplace, you're stuck with it. You said something. I have to tell you the story about... buying secondhand patio furniture. It, other than stretching and how to pack the dishwasher, it's the third thing we fight about in my marriage. Mm. I'll tell you coming up in a little bit.
All right. So,
very interesting.
And in the same vein, moving regardless of distance is the most stressful thing you can do. Travis, Fetcher, Cap.
It's the second most, so Cap, but it's really close. Moving, we had a stretch where I moved 5 times in about 6.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, we moved a lot. We moved from Santa Clarita to Orange County to Texas, back from Texas, back to Orange County into one house to a different house to the house we're in right now. And that all happened in like a 5-year window. It happened a lot.
With kids, right?
With kids. And it was in... This is why Susan was amazing at it, and she took care of 98% of it, mm-hmm. and she was awesome. But it is a huge stressor. The only thing that's more stressful is money. Is you don't know where it's coming from, how you're going to pay for this. That the money's number one, moving is number two.
So it's Cap for me. I don't find it stressful. I just find it annoying, and it's more just a nuisance. The stress part of it, it's just something I got to get it done. I'm not stressed about it. However, there's a big difference. You had a full family that you were doing it in. You had a home where I can only imagine how many sombreros were in there and everything else that you had to take.
That's number four we found out.
That you had to take from this place to that place. I have not run into that. So I'm sure when that moment comes, that sounds incredibly stressful.
It is.
Yeah.
Taylor?
Cap, I don't think that moving itself is stressful, but the act of finding a new place or the process that you know is involved with that is stressful to me. But when I'm actually moving,
rent is so reasonable these days.
When I'm actually moving, though, I just get tunnel vision. I try to do it all at once, get it all packed, unpacked,
yeah,
get it over with.
Right. I think it's the idea like when things aren't like when you're not like. Everything's not where it's supposed to be yet. The idea, like you can't do everything all at once. You can't like do your bed, do all the unpacking all at once. And so it's the idea of the not everything's put together that gets me a little stressed.
Yes, I'm with you.
So I have one last one. So Netflix is now cracking down on its password sharing in a way that you have to check into your home network once a month. So if the owner of the Netflix account that you use is like my parents in Virginia, I would have to log in on their network, their Wi-Fi network, once a month. So obviously that's not going to happen, and therefore I'm going to lose my Netflix account. So if this situation happened where you lose your Netflix account due to this password sharing thing, this will make you just leave Netflix. Alan, that's your Cap.
Cap, it won't make me leave Netflix. I think it was inevitable. I think it was going to happen. And I think as long as we wrote it out, eventually they were going to say, we can make a lot more money by just making sure you have your own account and you have your own account and you have your own account. It won't make me leave Netflix. It's kind of funny. I don't personally use Netflix all that much. It's more my girl who uses it. I could live without Netflix. Netflix is not one that I have to have. YouTube, I have to have. Netflix, I don't.
Okay. I do use Netflix. I watch it. I don't know if it's every day, but it's several times a week. I do use it. It's not that expensive. Like
it's $10 for basic.
Okay.
$16 for standard or whatever.
What's the most expensive?
$20.
Yeah,
that's gold.
That's 3 cups of coffee, right? I'm gonna, even if I had to all of a sudden couldn't share, I'm gonna absorb that cost.
Well, I guess the question is this: $20 for you, not a big deal.
Sure.
Just that monthly that people are already in these rotations for, I think it's going to turn some people away.
$20 a month?
If you're not, there's a lot of stuff that I don't think we use
for
enough
sure.
to justify.
For sure.
20 is a mark enough to where you're like, all right.
For instance, like if you did use it, you're saying, I'm just going to dump AMC because I'm never looking at it because Travis screwed me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and spend that money on Netflix. If you use Netflix, like you'll find it somewhere else.
If you use it. Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor?
I mean, this is going to kick me off. I use somebody else's right now, so I'm probably not going to pay for it. I've gone like months before without using it and realized, you know, why am I paying for this? And if I'm, it's not enough to justify.
You can have my password, Taylor. I got your
HBO Max. I don't use that enough.
I use that a lot.
I'm going to get
HBO Max is the best. I think has the best content. For me, it's like the Netflix's content is poor.
You can watch it, Slee.
I was just saying.
Just be careful.
Just won't make eye contact.
Aaron Rodgers may have interest in going to the Raiders.
Yep.
Raider fans definitely have an interest in Aaron Rodgers coming to the desert. That's coming up next, plus the table, Slee. You're going to like this one. It's coming up. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. So were you hoping that if you kept playing it, I would eventually make the joke that this is like Groundhog Day, the same song over and over again? Is that what you were going for?
I was just
for?
Waiting for you to notice.
Oh, I noticed.
Right away?
Yeah, no, I noticed that it's been playing a lot today. Yeah. Not by Oasis. Sonny and Cher?
You got it, Trav. Yeah,
see? But, Al, I'm basically Casey Kasem. What else do you want to know?
By the way, your reaction to getting ready to tell the story in the break was about the outdoor furniture, the patio furniture.
Sure.
I can feel like I was in the room with you and Susan. And I'm like, no, stop. Just wait another minute.
So Susan comes home one day. We were looking for an outdoor patio table. Okay. Which
expensive as hell outdoor furniture.
Amen, Slee.
Yep.
They're very expensive. And she comes home one day and she says, hey, good news. My friends are moving. They have an outdoor patio table that they cannot use in their new spot, and they want to know if we want it. Okay? What does that mean to you? I'm not saying, if you heard that, what would your interpretation of that sentence be?
Well, I like that you're bringing it up. I like that we can discuss this, and my hope is that we're just making a determination of, we get some free stuff here. If we can get it, let's maybe take advantage of it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Free stuff. That's what I thought. When I heard my friends have, or one of her coworkers has, this outdoor patio table that they can't use anymore, they want to know if we want it. To me, that means we can have the table.
Probably save $1,000 right there.
For free.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, cool. Let's go. Let's go take a look. So we start, they lived in San Clemente. We're in Laguna Niguel, so it's, I don't know, 15, 20-minute drive away. And we're about halfway there, and Susan pulls off the freeway, and we show up at a U-Haul rental place. I'm like, wait, what the hell? Why are we renting a truck? Like, she goes, no, I already told them we're going to take it. And I'm thinking, how big is this thing that we need to buy or rent? And Al, it wasn't like a pickup. It was a U-Haul truck that you use to move.
You know how they have the different sizes on the trucks?
Yes, it was the middle truck. It wasn't like the 18-wheeler, but it was the middle one.
Damn, that's big. Okay?
We go to these people's house, walk into their backyard. I back this giant truck, lower the ramp, the whole thing. Now I'm basically a professional mover. And we walk into these folks' backyard. And there's this table that is roughly the size of the one that we're sitting at right now. It's big. Okay, it's a little narrower, but it's about this long. It's probably 10 feet long.
So you're easily probably sitting 10 to 12 people.
It could seat 16 easily. It's huge.
That's big. Yep.
It's huge. It's also made out of wood. All of it. Table top, legs, bottom, everything. It's wood.
So that it weighs 3,000 pounds.
It was so heavy.
Damn.
It also had been left outside for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's splintered, it's buckling, it's warped, it's badly damaged.
It's wood.
It it's California in the sun. Mm-hmm. The wood. Okay. I'm looking at this thing going, I don't know, this thing's a piece of you know what. But since I already told him we were going to take it, so we have to, we rented the truck. We'll just take it and we'll figure it out from there. I'm like, I really don't want this table.
Sure. And nor do I want to take it and figure it out from there.
Of course not, Al.
Yeah.
So.
Unless Susan's listening, then I'm completely on her side.
We get the thing into the truck finally. Me and the other guy and both went. We took four people to move. The table weighed at least 600 pounds.
Do you know how happy they were you guys came over?
We were a junk removal service for them. Wait. I see Susan open up her purse and start to pay them.
Sure. So like,
and I don't say anything in the moment, obviously, because I'm not a maniac. Yep. But we get in the truck. I'm like,
"Yep, pop.
Did you just pay for that table?" Yeah, I told them we'd give. I forget what it was, a couple $100 or whatever. I'm like, "It's junk. It's a piece of you know what? It's splintered. You couldn't even sit at it. It's so warped. You couldn't put a glass. It's a terrible, terrible.
It's a ping
thing.
Pong table, size of bigger.
It's not a ping pong table because a ping pong table is flat. You could put a glass. You could put a bottle of beer on a ping pong table and it won't fall over. There was not even a single place where you could put something flat. We get it home. I'm going to refurbish it. I said, "You're not. You're not going to refurbish it. You don't know how to do it. B, we have little kids. You don't have time to do it. And C, I know you. You will never, ever do that." I will do it. Fast forward 10 years or so.
Sure. It's a 10-year project.
Still in the backyard.
Yep.
Never been refurbished. Mm-hmm. Been sun, wind, rain damaged for another 10 years to the point where you could sit on it, right? So you could kind of like put your butt up on it and chit-chat or whatever. It was so rotten that I sat up on it at one point and the entire corner of the table snapped off.
Fell off.
And so now we have a giant pile of rotted wood in our backyard that we paid for, that we rented a truck to go get.
Who brings that story up? Do you, out of nowhere, bring it up? Like when she says, "Hey, I'm going to run to Gelson's real quick. Do you want anything? I'll tell you what I don't want.
I bring it up more than she does. Sure. In fact, well, she's brought it up zero times.
Yeah, because she knows.
Zero. My friends know about the table.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, Trav, you still got that table? Susan going to get that thing re-varnished and finished and all these things?"
She's working on it.
It cost me hundreds of dollars for me to go take someone else's junk out of their backyard.
This isn't going to help you. It's not going to help your story as well. But can you just think of the relief of the couple that you guys took it from? Can you believe we just made some money off of this damn thing? And by the way, in that situation, I'm paying you a couple $100 to haul it away.
I'll rent the truck. You just come by, drive it, take it to your house. We did a junk removal. We got a basketball hoop from somebody else, like, I don't know, maybe a few months later. I'm like, "Is this just what we do now? We take other people's trash and bring it to our house? This is the Rogers reputation in the neighborhood. We will take your junk." Still a sore spot.
I needed that. That was good.
Still a sore
spot.
That
was good. I needed that today.
Should put little cards on people's cars, like that we buy junk cars or whatever.
It's literally the thing. Whenever she buys something that I don't think we should buy, and she doesn't do it very often, but it'll be one of those, "Is this going to be another table?" Not a good move.
You guys should. You know how you've been looking for a car?
Yeah.
You're still working on it. You're getting closer. You should get a small U-Haul. That way, anytime there's anything out on the road, you don't have to. You just act on it right away.
The table. The word table just sends her around the bend now.
When you said it was all wood, no, those things are...
And rotted.
So heavy.
And rotted out. Yeah, like
she's gonna take care of it.
Corner had little water had gotten underneath and it buckled. The whole thing, it looked like it was dropped off in the Amazon rainforest for 30 years. It was just falling. It's a disaster. Just an absolute disaster.
You know why I said ping pong table? Is because we used to have a ping pong table at my parents' house. And that table would sit outside. And the only thing, we didn't put a cover on. The only thing we did, we'd fold it up.
Fold it up, yeah.
But it would rain, it would this, all that stuff. So you hit one down the line, there's nothing bouncing.
Waterlogged.
There's nothing bouncing there.
No tables for the Rogers. We went out. You know what we bought? A new table. You know what it's made out of? Glass.
That was good, man. Okay,
you know what doesn't warp in the sun?
You're not
glass.
You're not kidding with that thing. Just recently over Christmas, I was like, "All right, I'm going to go look at some outdoor furniture." You can't do it during Christmas because they don't have it. They're not selling it. Anyways, I'm going to go look. Just curious the pricing. I'm like, damn, that's $2,000? What the hell is that? There's three chairs and a small table.
I've got a pile of rotted wood that used to be a table if you want to swing by and give me $300 for
sure.
it.
Sure. You can refurbish it.
Yeah. Just have Lady Slee sand it down a little bit. Put a fresh coat of lacquer on there. Good as new.
I will tell you, she would say, yeah, it ain't coming home.
It was so... That, sombreros, and stretching.
Yes.
Those are the things that we argue about. Raider fans are in on Aaron Rodgers. That's next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN.